time, we went as far as Moragadara and Dara. Up to tonight, I've been doing nothing that I can go to. You can go all the week. Nothing. Not to the morning. So that would give me one dollar. The rest takes the smoke is. Man haitanet boy sivel ishmo boy achim ishmo. Vim tema. The mai di maskino. Di rabi isli di rote. That narrow it's a counter rabi. So we require me for nechtam for 2 weeks. First of all, because of Kiyom. Two, number two, because of Lishmo, make him a listen to Rableza. So then we can explain it. There's a Mishneh called to the Rableza. Some male mitzad Lishmo, he only has to say before an echta of Lishmo. But mitzad Kiyom he has to say before an echta. Not to Lishmo, but before an echta. Make him a listen to Rableza, but have you before an echta of Lishmo. Und von der Nacht an ist mir nicht immer schön wie kein Gedeiche Kleine, die Kuhle hat Siege, die Gamra Basche, die Gamra Kamera Beauty, Eirel in Mais Haut, Eidach mit Kore, der Hohen Suge, die Sonne alle wieder haben am Ende, der Rabbi ist Leslie der Rode, und was kommt die Molle ist Rabbi ist der Rode, so denn da ist noch Kasche, der Mischne Kord wie Rableza, so meile, die Xide ist die Lischmo, and the chsime is the miskai. So Meli has to say before an echtab, which means Lishmo, and for an echtab is a kill. Vye shleima, the rabbi af bepia maskone, boye chsime Lishmo. Kidin di yodam, loy meham. Because if we'll explain it, if we'll apply the Mishne kolom to Rableza, but rabbi isle di rove, so then it will follow that as far as before an echtav is concerned, so it means Lishmo. Whether he has to say Lishmo, as Rashi says, or as they say, stomel Lishmo, but it has to be Lishmo. And as far as before an echtav, so then not Lishmo, just before an echtav, it's not Mizuye, it wasn't forged. No, it's Mashma. And according to Rabbi, so the, not only before an echtav has to be more, but if for Nechtam also means not just for Nechtam it wasn't Mizuye, but Lishmo. That we have Maskone boy Chsimo Lishmo. Ki why kin Yodan when the Hame? Some mele if Yodan kin Yodan when the Hame, di me Hame if in Maskone, tik sherabe my time lo makrobe. The lekel me mohod mani dain hani shindich ufe. So kidding talk only for Nechta Fish Lishmo, the Osala Achlufe. So mainly it means that according to Rabbi, so for Nechta means not just before Nechta. I mean, for Nechta means Lishmo, and before Nechta means not just before Nechta, not Mizmizu, but it means Lishmo. And so, according to Rableza, so why does it have to be Lishmo? The Chsime does not have to be Lishmo. Alright. Now, so the Gemara says, "Man, I can't wait to see Lishmo, but I see Lishmo. Here, may I see me boy? I see the loy boy. Did not in case we be mechubali karke, cause we are mechubali karke. Tol sheichos me binos nuli kosher." So Reb Meir says, spells it out explicitly that if the chsime was on a mechuber, some mele, if the chsime was bitolush, and the chsive was on mechuber, it doesn't matter. Some mele, because half of the Torah has reference to the chsime, because chsime is the main thing in Ishtar. Some mele, why does it? Just as the psul of mechuba doesn't apply to the ksive, only to the chsime, so the psul of shalishmo doesn't apply to the ksive, just to the chsime. So why does he have to say for an echtav lishmo and before an echtav lishmo? Hach suge, this mishne, that this means we saw Muhammad make Rabashim as Nisim Krabiude as a Kershlokish, the first base, the maker as Nisim Krabmea, the host mission, because there is a machlekes between two kimtes in the Gemara, whether this Mishneh, now we can turn to the Gemara that for power. In case we move the alikake, cause we move the tolls of Hosman's Lake, cause share, that we the pairs as a mosque, we tolls, cause I'm hobe a bamra trace in case we. The same Mishne, there is a steer, in case we move the car, cause we move the over. I'm telling you, Omar Abil Mashmuel, Bush, Shia, Mikin Tere, but the same of the Mishne says, cause they. It means if he left out the Mikhen Terev and only the Teifes he wrote Bimchuber and then he was Teileshet and the Terev he wrote when this was already in the state of Tolush V'chein Omar Rabbe V'achonem Rabbe Yechanem V'shishia Mikhen Terev So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the old Mishneh accords with Rabbi Elazar that he did misire kase. So what has to be lishmo the ksive? What has to be bitolush the ksive? The ksive doesn't matter. So in case we tefes shemo yichtif teirev kos veli tefes we told she kos veli teirev we nosnei in the state of Tolush is kosher. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishne doesn't even accord with Rameya in the Kodi Rambleza, because chosmei doesn't mean chosmei, chosmei means tiroch sumonit, no, in other words, he completed. So Viresh Loki Shama Chosmi Shanin Rab Meiri Yamari Chsime Kalse Horekoma in case Vinteireb Zero Shemayachtei. So according to Rab Meir, Teifes she allowed Lachatchile because even Teireb is only Rabbanon. So to answer it, to write a Teifes would be Xerixera. So in case Teifes Shemayachtei. So that's what he says. Hachzu Yevusom Achnamed Meich Rabash Masin Krabiude Asik Yerish Lokish Yifirik Beis Yimik Masin Krameya Yichos Meishonu Yimash Machsime Mamesh Abo Rabbi Yichon Yishmuel Meikos Amastis Nikrablezer Yichos Meyatei Revkoe So how do we know that according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Bishleime Kontrish Okish, that this Mishneh accords with Rameya? So then we have a riot from Mishneh that according to Rameya, so Shaloi Lishmo. Shalulish mo by Xide is alright. Or Mechuba by Xide is alright. But according to Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel, that this Mishneh that says if Chosmei v'nosnul kosher doesn't even mean Chosmei, it means he completed it. And it goes according, it accords with Rabbi Elazar. So where do we have a riot that according to Rabbi Meir, that who says it, Chsimekarse, that the ksive in chuve aris kosher, that shaloi lishmo in the ksive is kosher. So he says, true, according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, we cannot deduce from this Mishneh the shaloi lishmo by ksive is kosher, according to Rabbi Meir. But another right. ושמול רבי יוחנן נשלחי אלה רמי על בו יקסיב לשמוע, כמו עושים סמוך מן רב נחמן, תאמר, הוי מרוי רמי, אפילו מוציא באש בו, ועם תימה, ואיכן מוכח מאוכל לבו יקסיב לשמוע, דיום הולך התחילה בו יקסיב אל לשמוע, כי לבו ילך התחילה ביטולוש, ועושה קשה בימור. And the country from this Mishnah to Piers, the Kondra Mea, the Dixime Karl say, so Ixive Bim Huber is kosher, so it's only kosher, the Evet, but Chathil is possible, Mishnah says, Beferesh, it's possible. So Mele, Shaloi Lishmo is also Chathil, it cannot be known. So maybe that's why he has to say, testify, that the Ksibe was Lishmo, that it conformed to the Chathchile too. V'yesh leima, da afilu Chathchile bo Ksibe Lishmo, limisuk masnika bosei, ki mderet kosha, lo misak lo mifar nechtav. Chachomu mun misakim, et hakonu mifar nechtav, in order to make sure that it conformed to all the Chathchile. V'yei ditnan berish peribeis, לא מבפני נחת אף פוסל ביתים לרי דוח המשמע פוסל עם דלת ביתים לרי דוח המשמע ניסו כמה סיסן כרמיה נשין רמיה לא יבוא כסיב אל ישמו ולכמות אני בעד ים יגין הים נוס לא מבפני נחת מבפני נחת אם יצא על אדמם זה עד דבר רמיה so רמיה says נוסני ולא מפנחת ונחת המלד ממזה על חומרה ורבונו כל פשן די של חכונים but if according to Rameya who says in Chsime Karse so Ksive he doesn't require Lishmo and even the evidence kosher Ridman at Rabono level so how could Rameya say המלד ממזה ורובן יחד לבו יפולי נחת אבל ישראל החלופה so it's not because of לשמוע ויהוד אומר אנחנו בסמור לרמי המוצא באש בקושר היינו כשאב בעל עצמי נעיסן לו בארץ ישראל אף שלי הגד מציין so שיר השליח כשזה הגד שיכולים לפולי נחת לישראל החלופה that's a contrary the purpose of לפולי נחת is collective but אבל לרבי קושר The last time of the Chufa, so even according to Maskone, that Rabbi Israel Rabbi, but that will mean only that he requires the B'fon HaNechta, so according to Rabbi, so he says, Israel Achlufa, but according to Rabbi, so there's the time of Achlufa, but according to Rabbi, there is less time of the Achlufa, so Mele, it doesn't matter that it's a little shmo. After the fear maskone, the rabbi is little robic, the rashna shate, he doesn't give it to us in this case. Shloi isho gitim psul. Ike di meike, that's in Mishne, in Azere, that bivo. Shloi isho gitim psul. So then, one man doma replies the Mishne, I'll leave it at a mea. That when the Mishne says, that bivo, yimu gitim psul, nizal van kosha, Because of the God of the Lord, he shall feed him this man, his man will be dead, so he takes cords with Rameya. He can make it very fast, and he's in Rameya. After that, he's in Rameya, Klam Shan, Mad Beish, and Tavacha, Chom, Gid, and Avlad, Mamzea. And here, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is Avlad Kosher. The answer is, here, the Chom is more stipulated that the Omega. אם רמתם דוח הניתן מדע אבלת כושר תיקחו ים מטבע של יפוסי לאבלת ויאנח שלישו ויאף על גב דרד מייר סובר בי כוס אבא ונרחוסם and here it's כוס אבא כסייב יודדים ודדים so it's not חוסם so he says מקומו כמה כושר אבלת כסייב יודדים ודדים תרחיד משעבל עצמי כוס אבא Usually it's understood, I discussed it, I think, last week, but usually it's understood, I mean, the way people learn the thesis. I mean, I'm sure that whenever Rav gives a share, a Yom Shir, and he goes over the thesis, I'm sure, I mean, I heard so many rabbonim explain the tases that way. So what does this mean? The chimisha bal atzmi kosab eilochok simidil mizu, because he does baldin kimeidim dam. But tases doesn't say he does baldin kimeidim. If tases had meant he does baldin kimeidim dam, so tases would have used the expression. He does, but that's the way it is usually explained. Yes.
Also, Tosis later on says that that's kavachim.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. The Gemara. Well, that's the question. The Gemara. The Rashbo says it's not kavachim again. Yeah. All right. Enochman. Tosis l'shitose. So he couldn't say he does both. Tosis l'shitose. Enochman. But that Tosis knew the expression he does baldinkli dame. He doesn't have to say, but that's the way. I mean, I heard it so many times. That's the way the Tesis is explained. But that it's obvious. The Tesis doesn't mean that, as you say. Another reason, because Tesis Shiti is all right. The Rashbo Yivomi says that only Kedushin is chavlachem because osal alme, but. Here, on the contrary, makes it mutalam, but the question, but teishushiti is no, it makes it. On one hand, it makes it mutalam, and on the other hand, as a result of the gerushin, so then she is actually okay if he didn't divorce her, and then she would be an almone, so then she would be mitaras okay, but. If he divorces her, so then she's a shulikin. So there's an element of chivo, chavlachin and gershnols. That's the yeshiva. I just want to finish the taste list, and then I mentioned what I heard once from Bichor Feinstein. I think it's the emes of pshat. Vein boy eloidechod limando oma b'felik pasri. So then there's a machlekes in the bar. What does it mean? Well, there is the ksaviyad also. Either it's written by the Baal, the text of the get, or it's written by the sefer. So one mandoma says that it is reference to Ksabiode Beit. But one mandoma says it is reference to Ksabseifer Beit. El mandoma Ksabseifer Beit is kosher. So it's still the Eved is kosher, the blood is kosher. But it has to have Eidim, and it has only an Eidachot. The answer is, what does Eidim mean? Eidim means Davke, he has to put his signature. The Gemara says Nam Garish, that certain Amaroim used to make certain designs, and everybody knew that was design. His design, he doesn't mean, Simet doesn't necessarily mean he has to put down his name. He can put an X, but if everybody can recognize that the X is his, so then it's also Simet. So Mele, if somebody writes, if the Sefer writes the whole text of the get, Tefes here, so there are so many words that can be recognized, this is handwriting, so that's an eight. It's, why is it in Goruat and an X, a sign, a design? So Limandoma, Xavio Dreid, Shoshanu Shapia. El mandom aksav seifer vei diskosh neichul dishemo seifer kosvei liislamei vizorki leashpo uboso yisho veachsimo levidechot veinkam shnai. So what kind of a guy is it that he genuine? Maybe the seifer just wrote the whole text because he wants to have shimush, and then the Isha came, and she was machting one eight. How was she able to be machmir on eight? After all, I mean, one of shach, if we are cheshish, maybe the ishe was machmir the shekel, so even when it has two eidim, we have to, the answer is, by two eidim, we are not cheshish, because there is a loch of shtores of shnai meidim yokum dovo. We don't have to be cheshish. But only an idechot is not enough opening. So the mele, we have to be cheshish. Maybe the idechot felt it's all right. It's not such a terrible thing to sign for the isha. Because after all, I'm the only one. There couldn't be any mirchso. When the isha asks to aid him to sign, so then they wouldn't do such a terrible thing. They know that there will be such a takola and a shishish. But when the isha asks, one aid, so we might rationalize, you know, meire teire, what takola could ensue from it. Nothing, I mean, he couldn't get married. She'll show it in Besden. Besden will not give her a heta to get married. So why shouldn't I help her out and sign my name? That's what Teis is. That's why Teis is as the Tkash. Neyach Udi Shemesif HaKosvil Islami Bizok El Ashpo Uboso Isho Vechatim Uri Dechot Vein Kan Shnai Vish Lema Shaseif Cheshishim Nimichsha Vinizor Nimichach. In other words, as far as the possibility that the Isha might do something like that, which is not the nicest thing in the world, we should be cheshish. We don't have to be cheshish. Maybe the Isha was machtim to aid him because the aid him will not do it for her. But here only Nidechot, so she might find the Nidechot who will be Mireta. But we don't have to be cheshish that the Sefer will be so unconscientious, unscrupulous, when he writes out the text of the Get Lishimush, so we can be sure that if he has any Yerushamayim, he'll tear it up. He will not throw it away in the garbage, because if he has Yerushamayim, he'll anticipate the possibility an unscrupulous woman might pick it up. In other words, we don't have to be cheshish because we have a lot of credence in the integrity of suffering. And ishes are so many noshim in the world. They are scrupulous women and they are unscrupulous women. But suffering, how could there be a sefer who is unscrupulous? So the question is, Monefshach, if Seifrim is Cheshishim Lemirchso, so why isn't it considered that the Ksivas HaSeifer as a real Eides, even with Hatrile? So he says, it's not that. Alright. Now, I want about the pshat in Teisves, but there's a chiv mishabal atzmi kosav ein lechoch sima gdeila mizut. So I heard about 45 years ago, Ishia from Rabbeinu Feinstein, 2000 July. So he said, I liked it very much at that time, and I remember because I liked it very much. So he said, the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer were the Yechsimikar se or Yed Misekar. And that's a machlekes in Kol Shtoretz. Get is a shtar like any other shtar. So Mimele sins, but get is a shtar like any other shtar. And by get there is aloha flishmo, and the Torah says the kosav, and the question arises, what does the Torah have reference to when it says the kosav? Does it have reference to the exide, or does it have reference to the exide? So mainly it follows logically, according to the mayor, that in old Torah is the exime karse, and in get also it is the exime that makes the shtar into the shtar. So it is obvious that when the Torah says, because of the Torah is reference to the Chassidim. But according to Rabbi Lezer, the Mesirik asks, yeah, so Ishtar doesn't have to have the Chassidim altogether. So, and the Ger doesn't have to have the Chassidim altogether. So how could we say that the Torah says, because of the Torah had reference to the Chassidim? It's all right not to have the Chassidim altogether. So it is obvious that when the Torah says, because of the Torah had reference to the Chassidim. All right. But it's a shailing collateral, so it can be explained in two ways. One way, that's the aloha. According to Rav Meir, so either chsime kaos here, because the either chsime makes the star and the star. The chsime makes the star and the star. Why? Because the idis of the chsime, is something that is inherent in the Shtar. Eidim Sira, it's not inherent in the Shtar. You can't attach the Eidim to the Shtar to be it. So Meiler and Meir holds that in order to make the Shtar into a Shtar, and that's all the Kula only, a Shtar has to become a Shtar through the Haggadah of Eidim. So it has to be an intrinsic Haggadah of Eidim, not an extrinsic Haggadah of Eidim. That's what, and Rav Lezer says no. That it is a why? What's this for? So the Meir swore, we understand very well. Because the Chassime, that's an inherent Eidus in the Shtar. It's inherent in the Shtar, but the Meir is not inherent in the Shtar. You have to produce that. And if Chas V'Shalom the eye, so then bottle. And you go wait and say, yeah, you can produce that. But why does Rav Lezer say Dafke Eidim is here? What's wrong? And then, alright, so there's a Machlekes Rishayim. So some Rishayim Rabban says that Eid Chsime without Misir is also good. And then again there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ram. In other words, there's a rif shite. The shite of Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Nachman is, according to Rabbi Lezer, Sami is, we are discussing it from the point of view of Shtar Kinyan, and not discussing it from the point of view of Shtaraya. As from the point of view of Shtaraya, then everybody, all the Rishonim agree that the Yechsime make the Shtar into Shtaraya. There's the aloha of Eidim Achsum LaShtar, Nash Gachres in the desert. So that goes without saying. The Machlekes Rishonim is in regard to the question of making it into Shtar Kinyan. So according to Rabbi Lezer, that says in Misirik, I'll say, what if they are in Yechsime, not in Misirik. So the Reed, most Rishonim agree with the Reed, they say that the Yechsime is good, the Shtar is Shtar without any Sire. Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Ephraim say that without any Sire it's not a Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar it is, of course, but it's not a Shtar Kinyan. It's not a Shtar Kinyan. So then there is a machleket between the Ramban and the Ram. Why do we say, according to the Rifshit, which is the prevailing shite. So that is the Chassime without the Misira Gujda. So the Ramban says that the Pshat in Rav Lezer in Misira Kals, after the Misira Kals, but the Chassime certainly. But and the Ram says no. When Rav Lezer says the Misira Kals, he means that the Misira, not the Chassime per se. But the reason is why the Reed and the other Rishonim say Yechsim without the Misiri is also good, because an ansad, that means the Yechsim become, through the Raya of Shtores, the Yechsim become a Misiri. So the question is, now, we understand, is a very remarkable Shira. He clarified the whole union. So the question is, the Svore of Rav Meir, we understand very well, Yechsim calls it. Not in the Misira, because the Chassime is the Hadeides that is inherent in the Shtar. The Misira is extraneous to the Shtar. But what's the Svore of
Mitzvah.
So, Bishleinei, if we say like the Rishayim, that the Kovit Rav Lezer is either Eidim Yisirei, or Eidim, or Eidichsine, so then we can understand that, in other words, either Eidis can make the Shtar and the Shtar. Whether the Eidis that makes the Shtar and the Shtar is the Eidis Baalpe by Eidim Yisirei, or is by Eidichsine. But according to Rav Netam and Rav Nefrai, that according to Rav Lezer in the Sirek house, and the Sin is no good, it's no Shtar. Why should the Sirek be better than the Sin? And even according to the Ran. So that means that the Sin is good not on the basis of its own merit, but because they become, later on, they become Eidim Yisir, an Ansade, because the Isha holds the get. So it's not per se that it's good, but it's good because they become Yisrael. But per se, Eidach Sime doesn't make the Shtar and Shtar. The truth, I mean, here says such a conclusive swore after all Eidach Sime, that's a Kagode and Eidach that is intrinsic, inherent in the Shtar. Why shouldn't it be good? So Rabbi Michal said at the time, so one way of explaining it, is because the mayor, the blesser holds that in order to that the shtar should become a shtar, then there has to be zbar. It has to be a bill. Eidim Yisirei, when the agudah by the Eidim Yisirei takes place, so later on, after the kinyan, after the gerushin, after the kinyan, so then there is Kabbalah Seides and it is Barah, so the Aredi Biro. But when Eidim sign is Shtar, so then if we say that Eidach Sime Karse, it becomes a Shtar when they sign it, is there any, is the Eidus Nisbar? Keis min Shtar Leleba, hop in Shemal Vime, Keis min Shtar Leish, hafals Lebala, hop in Shemish Vime. So, maybe it will not even take place. So, they're not in the bill. They might be in the agode, but not in the bill. So, Hablezer holds, in order to make the shtar into a shtar, we have to have in the bill.
Even though later on they do become edibir.
Yeah, later
they
on.
Definitely become edibir.
Yeah, all right, in a plan. So, if we say the misericle, say, so the bill takes place simultaneously with the agode. Mashein came, if we say Eidach Sime Karse, even though later on, as the Ran says, Anan Sade, they become Eidibiro, but when do they become Eidibiro? After the Agode, a long time after the Agode. Keis mishtal leleva hopishimal deime, keis mishtal lebala hopishish deime. So Rav Lezer holds, no. In order to make the shtar into a shtar, so they have to be Eidibiro at the time of the Agode. Not if they become a debil after. Right. That's one way of explaining it. In other words, the reason is why the mayor holds in the Chassidic house is because the mayor holds that in order to make the shtar into a chesed shtar, there has to be an edus that is inherent in the shtar. Edim Yisira is not inherent in the shtar, it's extraneous to the shtar. And Rav Lezer, and Rav Lezer holds, no, Eidim Yisirei Karse. Why Eidim Yisirei Karse? Let's say according to the Tam and Rim, only Eidim Yisirei Karse, or according to the Ran, that both, but only because of the Eidim Yisirei, because he holds, but it's not Eidach Sime per se, but it's only the Eidim Yisirei per se makes the Shtar and the Shtar. Why is the Eidim Yisirei per se better than the Eidach Sime per se? The answer is, the Eidach Sime per se are Eidibiro. The Eidach Sime per se at the time of the Agode are not Eidibiro as yet. Oh. But there is another way of explaining it. And he said it, Pshat, in Teisves, Pshat Teisves here. So it's another way of explaining it. In other words, every star, the shame is the kasha. I mean, every shtar, how is it kosher? So the Rambam sheet is the shtoris is in the rabbon. Shtoris in the rabbon. Mid raise shtar is not kosher because mid pm the loin picks up. Pim picks up. So the Ramban, Sivar Mitzvah says the kashe. How about all the shtoris? How about all the shtoris? Get shtar kdushin, shtar shicho, shtar matone, shtar mechire. And shtar alvoy also, I mean. Even Storerei, it's a posik in Yirmiye, because Sefer Bechaseim, Hoideidim, so Einovi Rashoi Lechadish Dorom Atos, in other words, if Yirmiye mentioned it, so that's one of the Hilchas HaTorah, of the Din HaTorah, as the Gemara says in Zvochim, in many places, posik Zemite Rasmeishel Lomadnu, Elom Cheskel Ben Buzi Shamanu, so in other words, so if there is a posik, it means it's aloche. It's aloche. So it's a reise. How can the Rambam say it's the Rambam? So Reb Chaim says it's not only Reb Chaim. The Nisida says it. The Shach says it. When the Rambam says, the Shach says it. I suppose everybody means that, even if they don't spell it out, because they couldn't say anything else. When the Rambam says the Chitoris in the Rabbonon, the Rambam refers to Shtorerai, because there are two kinds of Shtoris. There is Shtore Kiye, let's say again. Is he Shtore Kiye? In other words, he changes the status. He gives the get to the Isha, she's not an Isha, she's anymore. So he changes her status. Like this, she was a Pnuy, and now she becomes an Ish, she's his wife, Shtar Shifo. He was an Eretnaini, and through the Shtar, he becomes a Mechir, Shtamatone, so the title was vested in Ruvein, and through the Shtar, title becomes to the Sode, becomes vested in Shimen. And Shtar Mechire could be Shtar Kinyan, if the Kinyan is through Shtar. And it could be Ishtarayi, the Kinyan is to Chazoki and Kesef and the Gidim Shtar. So, that's Shtar Kinyan. But then there's Ishtarayi. Shtar Alvoy, the best example of Ishtarayi. If somebody borrows $1,000 from another person, then no Shtar, he doesn't have to pay. Of course he has to pay. He borrowed, he has to pay. So what is? So what is the significance of Ishtar? Significant shtar is if there is no shtar, so he could deny, he could be makhish. The kifarakl is potter, but he has a shtar, so shtar be under my boy, so he couldn't be makhish. So it's only right, all right, not to mean a regabi. Chosin shibodin, there's a koron. So that's shtarai. So that, so of course, when the Rambam says the shtores in the Rabbonan, he means the aloche. Of Shtorerai is in the Rabbon. The aloche of Shtorerai is in the Rabbon. Because on the Reise level, it's no Rai, it's Mipion and Piksova. So Rametam Shiti is Mipion and Piksova means only if, let's say, if somebody is a Mile. So in a role ability. So if he signs Eides, let's say he comes to Besdin, he's mute, he can talk. So he writes it in Bezd. He writes it in Bezd. So Rabbatam Shiti is, then he is possible. A Nilim is possible, Sapsuaguf. But if somebody is not a Nilim and he sends in a letter, Levi Yodua Lachem, Shayim, Bimokin Plaini, Ronisi, Bishor Plaini, Sharubain, Lobo Mono Mishine. So then it's a good amount. That's how it happens. That Rashi Shite, most Rashim, agree with Rashi, even though Tesis and Suvas agree, agrees with Rabbanata. So they say that if you write a letter to Besdin, so that's me picks up. Then I want to mention, there is a Ritvo, in Makis, and it's Mistaba like that. Even though sometimes you see certain Achrenim who assume the contrary, that when Rashi says Shalishlach Geras Lubezni, it only means the thief, an aid, let's say, so alvoy, and he doesn't come to Bezni, but he writes a letter to Bezni. But in the letter he writes the frishes, the chachiras, with the aim, with the show, with the mock, everything. So it's not good. But suppose he comes to Bezni, but he decides he's not going to talk. He's just going to write, let's say he has a certain sickness and it's difficult for him to talk. It's difficult, he has laryngitis, so it's difficult to talk. So instead of talking, he writes on a piece of paper. So then it is good. It's not a halacha of for saimia, it's not afloe. A piyamud piksova means that the aid does not appear before Bezdin, but if he appears before Bezdin, what he writes, so it's Avor. But of course, Bezdin has to be mikabel the way they are mikabel Hagode Baal Peh. It is Baal Peh. What difference whether he makes the Hagode with his mouth or he makes the Hagode with the pen, as long as he's present before Bezdin.
In order that there should be a tradition of Hakir?
That's right. Yeah.
So Rashi would also be married that if he comes to Bezdin.
Yeah.
And he writes,
I mean, the Ritva said it marks. I don't think there is any addition in Israel. I saw if you are Israel, it should become very important. If he started like that, first of all, the Ritva says so. I don't know of any addition in Israel under it. And it's the Stavra like. All right. So the Rambam Shiti is for a Rayas in the Rabbah. It's not Rayas. But what does the Ramban say? Because of what the Ramban says, Shtores is a special Zerzakos. So Reb Chaim says, that's the point that Reb Chaim was Mechadish. I mean, it's not fair to say Reb Chaim was Mechadish, the Rambam is reference only to Shtores. Everybody was Mechadish there. The Shach says it explicitly. But those who do not say it explicitly, because they consider it so poshut that they didn't even have to say it. That's the reason. I mean, how could you say something else? So, but what did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim said, the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban is at one point. The Ramban says, and the Rambam picks up on, so he says, stores the special Zersakos. Where is the Zersakos? Because he be saved, the person near me, because he be saved from the chasim, the hoi daily. So it's a special zakos. And the Rambam says, of course there is a special zakos. The chitores is not subject to the aloche of Nipim Luxor. Shta is a special type of agode, of agode bishta, not agode b'eilim. So, but the question is, what is Shta? So, according to the Ramban, now, all the Shainim give the Teretz, the Ramban, the Baramoyer, the Vomes, the Sugye of Malu Tiknu, the Flamet Gimel, the Malu Tiknu, Mambidushin, the Hechen Ebet, there is no Eitze, Neinche Gavido, so she would be Mecheke. If we are afraid, maybe he'll be chapa basachisei, so he'll still be able to cut it out or to erase it. So if they remember, so let them testify what we needed, what it needed. And if they don't remember, so they'll look at the star and then they'll be masitorally, so it will be me PM and Pisham. So they are. All the Rishonim discuss the union of Nipiyam Pisavon. So the Baramoyer and the Ramban, all the Rishonim say, what is Shtar? Shtar is the special disciples. What is Shtar? So why isn't every letter that Edi sent to Bezni called Shtar? So the answer is, and that's the Shita of Rishonim, Nasim Dasam Ischa. In other words, when is it in Pisavon if two Edi, let's say, Levi and Yehude, see that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Leave you to see it. And then they write a letter to Bezni. Then it's in trouble. But if Rube, who borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, tells Levi Yehuda, I want you to sign a star for me, Snasim Dasa Mishael. Who is the Mishael? To whose detriment is the star for him? To the Levi's detriment. It's for the schus, for the benefit of the Malve. It's for Levi. So if the Levi tells them to sign, it's Snasim Dasa Mishael. That's a star for him. Ishtar Mechire. So who is the Mishael? The Meicher. If the Meicher tells the Eidim to sign, then it's not Mishael. Matone, the Neise. By Get, who is the Nasim Dasa Mishael? The Baal. Babal. By Ishtar Shichu, who is Nasim Dasa Mishael? The Od. By Gdushin. So the Aloch is that both have to tell the Eidim to sign. The Baal and the Isha. The Baal and the Isha. Oh, Gdushin, there is a special Aloch. There is a Rebchaim on that too. So shtar means nasim edas amishai, nasim amishai. That's the other shit. The Rambam shit is, of course, the special zeros are kosher in shtar. Where is the zeros are kosher? Get, the parasha get, v'yotzov hoiso, makish abay litziye, shtar dush, shtir, chuf shulunit lo, en matone, shtar matone, gimor adon zayf aposim. So that's the Kriyas HaKosov. So by Shtare Kinye, Ishtar. Shtare Rai, Midraise, Shtare Rai is not Ishtar. Shtare Kinye is Ishtar, Midraise. But on the Raise level, Shtare Rai is like a letter. Nasim Das Mishayev, it's Nasim Das Mishayev. It's Nasim Das Mishayev in Rai, all right? But Shtar, the Chaleshem Shtar Midraise is only when it affects a Kinyan. Gerish, Gushin, change of ownership, I mean, Shichu. So, that's a Shtar. But Shtar Raya does not have a Chaleshem Shtar. But, on the Rabbonah level, so if there is a Din Shtar, even Raya. Now, the Rabban's kashi is, but the Pasik Yirmiye, the Kosei B'Seifa V'Chasei Voi Be'edi, and that has reference to Shtarai, even though it has reference to Shtar Mechire, and Shtar Mechire could be Shtar Kinyan also, but it's much more than the Pesukim, that it has reference, because Kesef is also mentioned in the Pesukim. So in other words, so it's Shtarai. So that's not, I mean, that Rav Chaim doesn't discuss that point. But the other, you know, the Sifra Mitzvahs, you have because Esther, you have many, many Nisikeim. So they say, a Novi Rashi L'Chadish Dovo. But Novi, not always, what does the Novi do? He tells the people to comply with the Dine HaTorah. But sometimes the Novi might be mechia the people as to why they don't adhere to the Rabbono. We find applies to Ksuvim just as it applies to Nevi'im. So he's mechia them as to why they sell on Shabbos. It's a truth. So, because if the Novi said it after the Chachomim already misakna certain things, then it became incorporated in the Torah, and the Novi is mechia them. So, So Shtorai is Mirabon, but it's Takonek Dume, before Yemio. So Mele Yemio mentions it, so it's not Mechadish Dovo. Yemio was not misaking the Takonek with Yerushalayim. The Takonek, that Shtorai, Rai has a Chalishim Shtar, there is a Din of Shtorai, and we don't apply the Tzum of Impiyam Vulpikshoto, so that is Takonek Dume. So Mele Yom Yo mentions that your mention it. Anyway, so Reb Chaim says, according to the Rambam, the Raisa level, so what is shtar if it's nasim midas bala shtar? Not nasim midas bala shtar. Nasim midas bala shtar. Nasim midas bala shtar. And it's so on the Raisa level. And that's how he explains that shtar kedushin. So the Eidim have to be instructed by the Baal and the Isha. Who is in Israel by Shtar Kedushin? The Isha is in Israel. So that's why. So the Isha has to tell the Eidim to say. Because otherwise it's not Nasim, it's Israel. But why does it have to be signed Midash Neyem? That's what the Gemara in Kedushin after says. The Pharisee is since according to the Rambam, that there's a kosu from Shtores in the Raisa applies only to Shtar Kinyan, so mainly in order to be a chepse of Shtar, it has to be Nase Midas Mishayev, and it has to be Nase Midas Balashtar. So in all other Shtar Kinyan, so the Mishayev and the Balashtar are the same person. Get. Who is the Mishayev? The Baal. Who is the Baal Ashtar? Who affects the Ashtar? After all, I mean, the Isha came in his garrison, Baal Koch. She just has to receive it. So who executes the Ashtar? Who is the Baal Ashtar? Who the Baal? By Ashtar Shichu, who executes the Ashtar? He's also the Mishayev. He's also the Mishayev. By Ashtar Matone, who executes the Ashtar? The Nezi, Shtar Mechire, where the king and Mr. Shtar, is the Meir. He's also the Mishayev. But Kedushin, so the Mishayev is the Isha. Who is the Baal Ashtar of Kedushin? The Baal. So that's the Hekish. This is what Reb Chaim says. So in other words, so that's why it has to be signed Midashne. You don't find it in any other place. Yet he doesn't have Midashne. Why does the Isha? She's not in. In Get, so the she's King of Atzmo, she's not in Mishayev, she's not in Mishayev, and she's certainly not the Baal Ashtar. But Dushin, so the Baal Ashtar is the Baal, and the Mishayev is the Isha. So the Shtar Kedushin has to be signed Midashne. Midashne, the Baal Miteras Baal Ashtar, and the Isha Miteras Nase Midas HaMishai. So Rabbi Michael Feinstein said that the reason is why Rameya says, the reason is why Rameya says that the Yachsimekar said, because the Meir holds, in order to make the Shtar into a Shtar, there has to be a Hagode and the Nasim Midas HaMishayev. Because the Yechzime, in that from Yeshua Lekutna says, in Yeshua Sisoel, it's a remarkable Zephyr on Cheshmishpe. Yeshua Sisoel on Cheshmishpe. So he only has it, I think, I read this, it's a marvelous thing. So he says that the Hagode of Eder Sime is not a king. Case in Shtal, the Lebe, half of his Malvi. Case in Shtal, the Baal of the Pishmish. How can they be a Hagode and the Gersh? If you ask them, was there a Gersh? They'll say, how do we know? We only sang the Gersh. Because the Baal told us to sign the get, because he expects to divorce his wife, but maybe he changed his mind, they don't know. So their Hagode is not on the Gersh. Their Hagode is not such a portion, but anyway, we can say it. And surely Kutna says that way. So the Hagode of the Yersin is not on the Gersh. The Hagode of the Idachsim and Ishtar Voy is not on the Alvoy. If you ask them, was there Alvoy? How should we know? So what are the... There is agoda by the yaksin. What is the agoda the sin? And what point of the agoda? And one thing. And the nothing was inside. But, and on Sade, everything, they are in pure. That's what Rabbi Shuli Kutra says in Shuli Yisrael. That's the aloha of Shtores, for the Rai of Shtores, the Isha holds it, the Maud holds it, the Kamatan holds it, the Keah holds it, the Ebet holds it. So, mainly it's an ansade. They become in the pure on the Gersh. They become, later on, they become Livar for the Rai of Shtores. To the fact that there is someone who holds the Shah, the Ishe, the Eved, the Min, the Kabamatone, the Likea, so mele they are in the Bill, but the Hagode, they are in the Bill on the Gersh, but they are in the Hagode only on the Nasim Sanskai. They are in the Bill on the Alvoy, when the Maud holds the produces the Shah, but they are in so the Sime becoming the Bio, but in the Agode they are only on the Nasim Nasim's height. Yes.
Like the rats farming?
Yeah, an Ansade, that's what it means, not Ansade, in the Bio. So that's the Machlekes, that's what Rabbi Chofanshin said. That's the Machlekes between Remeya and Remeya. Remeya says the Sime Karsi, because to make the Shtar into Shtar, there must be a Hagode and the Nasins of Israel. That's the Yersin. It is Sire, and that is the Hagode and Nasins of Israel. Mashiach King Rebleza says that it has to be the Hagode, the Biro and the King. Here is in the Alvoye. That's the Yersin. That's the Yersin. All right. So Mele, he said, that was the remarkable thing he said. The Pshat in Teisves, the Teisves says, the Chim Shabal Atzmi Kosam, Eilichoch Sim Abdel Mizu, it doesn't mean it was Bodin Kvedin Dom. He means, because the Gemara says in Ksubes and Rosh Hashono, if Bezdin had their Vie Bal Baye, they don't have to be Mikabalades. If they saw Bal Ailo, Al Boye, or Vie, or let's say the Sodori Pone, Balailo, Pone is usually seen Balailo. So then two of the Bezdin have to testify, and the others have to be Mikabalades, because they couldn't be Mikabalades Balailo. Mashinki Meyeim, so then they can immediately be Mikabalades Sachidesh, and let's say by Alvoye they can immediately start being done and be mechayim, because loitehei shmir deo emeriye. So what is shmir emeriye? There is kabbalah say this loitehei shmir emeriye. So mitesves means since according to Rav Meir, so yichsim mikar se, and what's the pshat yichsim mikar se, the hagode and the nasim das and mischayim. If the Baal writes, so that's Litishmi Dilmeri. That's Nasim Zamishai. The Nasim Zamishai is Bifaneino. If it's Bixav Yodei, so the Nasim Zamishai is Bifaneino. So it's Litishmi Dilmeri. So Teze doesn't mean the Aloha of Idras Baldin. All right, I think it's the right pshat in Tesis. Now, but there is a big finish in the Rashbo in the Vomis.
The other Rishon don't hold the Das and Das Hashtar.
But Das
Balashtar. Like the Rishon, right. What about Kedushin?
The Ramoya, the Ramban don't mention that.
What about Kedushin?
Right. So it will also be made in it.
Have to be made in it. Because
yeah, that's right.
It's not just this, it's not the Ram, it's not, it's not a din in the Ram, it's not Yuchit to the Ram, this concept of Das HaBalash.
So they might say, after all the Gemara says, it has to be, the Gemara, I have the Gemara. Menschen nassen das am Zeit. Now there is the Gemore in Dushi. Da Tess am Beis. Itma, Kosve Lishmo Vishaloi Migaito. Rove Verabine Amre Mikudeshis. Rav Popi Verab Shah Vishahavi Amre in Mikudeshis. And we pass on like Rav Popi and Rav Shahavi. Omar, in other words, so one thing is clear according to everybody. If the Baal didn't tell the Eden to sign, so then the Shtabdushin is not valid. But if the Baal did tell them to sign, but the Isha didn't instruct them to sign, so there is one mandomar, I mean, Roven Rabbine says valid, and Rav Popen and the Pasmoyet, Rav Shavie say it's not valid. But if the Baal didn't tell, then it is certainly not valid. So Omar Rav Popen, ime time di du, ve ime time di di. Ime time di du, in time di du, in other words, of Roven Rabbine, that is stark duschen is valid even if the Isha didn't instruct them shalom midait. So in other words, if the Isha didn't instruct them to sign the star, so it's nase midas bala star, because the Baal is the one who affects the star at all. By duschen there is a special aloche, chiyikach v'lekisikach, so he is the one who affects the star. So how is it? But the Mishraev, who is the Mishraev? The Isha is the Mishraev. And still it's good according to Roven Rabbine. So obviously the question is, but there is a general prerequisite. It has to be Nasim Das Mishraev. Here it's not Nasim Das Mishraev. It's only Nasim Das Balashtar, not Nasim Das Mishraev. But the general prerequisite is, it has to be Nasim Das Mishraev. The Isha didn't tell them to sign, so why is it good? Because of his special zeros akosu, we have to say, according to other Hashem. Ime time di du, tichsi vi yotso vo iso. Ma ki shabai li tziye, ma yi tziye li shmo vishol midaito. Over there, it shaloi midaito, she is not the Mishraev. The Mishraev is the Baal. She is king esat. But anyway, there is a alfuse, just as get does not can be signed even without the das of the Isha, but there the Isha is not a das Mishai. So here by Dushin, even though without that Yalfuse, I would say it cannot be executed, but it's Yalfuse. In other words, what's the Yalfuse? That while Torahs in general, so in order to become a Chesed Shtar, they have to be Nasem Midas Hamishchayev, but by Shtar Kedushin, so it can become Shtar even if it's not Nasem Hamishchayev, if it's Nasem Midas Balashtar. So of course, so we have to say that other Rishonim will also be made that in Shtar Yisrael, like Get or Shichu or Kedushin. So besides Nasim Das Mishraev, it has to be Nasim Das Balashtar. Otherwise, that's what I have to say. So, but in Shtorim Momein, so there is no such aloch as Shtorim Momein. It only becomes a star for the Nasim Das Mishraev. And then, Veim Etaim Lidi, Yosef Hoyso Makish Abay Litzie, Mai Litzie Binon Das Makne, that's a Mishraev, Af Havaye Binon Das Makne. But we have to say, that by Kedushin there is a special aloche, that even if it's Nasim Das Balashtar, not Nasim Das Mishraev, so it's good. So, Memele, it's Muchach. So, by Getu, it has to be Nasim Das Balashtar. Except that by Get, the Baal is both. He's the Nasim Das Mishraev, he's the Makne, and he's the Balashtar also. anyway, there is a Rashba, there is a Gemara in Yevomes. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Yevomes, discussing the Svos Noshim, Petris Sarusayim, Vitzores Sarusayim, Sanala and Nerve, cannot be Mishyav. But not only can Ishinatskuko even, she's an Nerve and it's a chorus, even the Tzore, the other wife, is also Mufke of Zik. In other words, Ruvein married Sora Basosha, his brother. Sora Basosha, his brother. And then he married another wife. Och, then Ruvein died. So, it goes without saying that Osher cannot be Miyavim, his daughter Sora, she's an elf. So there's no Zike, no Yidin, no Chwitz. But the Chiddush is that even Rochel is in Teres Lishuk. Because an Elvo is the Teres Sor. So then the Mishnah in Habachim says, V'chulom shahoyu ben Yidushin v'yigirish v'yisofik harilu atzores chiltzis l'inisyab. In other words, if the Elvo had Kedushin Adai, if Rubein was Mikadish, Sorach, Vasosha, and Rochel, so then the Tzore, Rochel, is Tuta Minach, Kvitze Minayit, Nozik, Siv Metar Vishuk. But suppose Rubein married Kedushin Adai, Rochel, and then he was Mikadesh Sora Basasheya, but he did it in such a way that Sofik was captured. In other words, Sofik of Lay, Sofik of Law, he finished the Agdushin. So then Rochel requires Chlitzit, because maybe she's not his herself. Maybe the Gdushin fell Kor of Lay, So Mele Sorach never became good ashes to Ruvein. So Mele, so it's Chilzei Shiloi Misyabes. V'chulon Shoyubda, Tafame Rubei, V'chulon Shoyubda, Kedushin Lo Yerash Misofik, Hari La'asores Chilzei Lo Misyabes, Keitze Sofik Kedushin, Zorak Lo Kedushin, Sofik Korav Lei, Sofik Korav Lo, Zehu Sofik Kedushin, Sofik Kereshin, Kosa Pechsav Yodei Ben Rabeidin, יש רבים ואין בזמן, יש בזמן מרדכות, זהו סופי גרש. So, the Mishnah says, זהו usually excludes something else. This and nothing and no other. So the Gemara discusses it. So the Gemara says, that the zeo of Dushin, when the Mishnah says, Zorak lo Kedushin, Sofik Korav Lei, Zehu Sofik Kedushin. Zehu! This is Sofik Kedushin. But something else is not Sofik Kedushin. What is it? What does it exclude? In Bizman, because in regard to Sofik Kedushin, the Mishnah also mentions Yeshal Avedin Vein Bizman. It's not Sofik, it's from the Rabbanon, but it's like Sofik. Just by Sofik, it's Chizlom Yishyab Emes. So here, with the Rabbanon, it's possible, so it's also Chizlom Yishyab Emes. So it's like Sofik. So, when the Mishnah says, Zeus of Kedushin, only Korav Lei, Korav Lo, Sofik, Korav Lei, so Korav Lo, is Sofik Kedushin, Mimele, it's Chizlom, so the Tzor is Chizlom Yishyab Emes. But if he gave a Kedushin that is in Bizman, so then it's not of Kedushin, because Shtar Kedushin without Zman is kosher ligamre, so she's an Erev of Adois, so Mele de Tzore is Muteres Lishuk. That's what the Gemara says. Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. The eighth line from the top, I think. Vizeu di Kedushin limute mai, limute zman, di leke bi Kedushin. even though by get there is a special takone that the get is possible, but by dushin there is no takone. So the Gemara asks, why won't the Chachom misaki? According to Rabbi and Tamil Chabas Chesis about dushin the Shiron, so the Gemara says there is no way of making sure that it will not be mechape, because ishtar, somebody has to hold the shtar as a raya. So who will hold the shtar as a raya? The isha as a raya. So if we let her hold the shtar and put in his mind for the purpose that the husband shouldn't be able to be mechape upon her, so if she commits adultery, so then she'll be meyach, she'll have a motive to be meyach in this man. And if we leave it with the Baal, manefshech, if we are afraid lest he'll try to protect her, so again be meyach. So the other alternative is leave it with Eidim. They have no motive. So manefshech, if they'll remember, so then we don't need as much. If they remember when the kedushin takes place, and if they don't remember, so then there might be takole if we leave the shtar. Sometimes they'll not remember when the kedushin took place. They have to testify in Bezdin. They'll look it up in the shtar, and then Bezdin will not know that they didn't remember, and they only looked up the shtar. Bezdin will make avodeiros, and it's PM picks up. Anyways, the Chachom will not miss out. So Gemara says here, Zeu Dikdushin is Limutez Man. So what does it mean, Zeu Dikdushin is Limutez Man? It means that Ishtar Kdushin without Man is Koshal Gamre. So Mele, if the Erva, let's say, if Ruben was in Kaddish, saw Basosha with Ishtar Kdushin, and there was no Man, so Rochel has a din of the Tzora's Erva, and she's Mufka Psyche, she doesn't have to take Chlitz. Don't have to take Chlitz. So, Zeo, only when the Kedushin in Sora Basosha was Sophie called Grace or called Law, then it's Chlitz and Misyamis. Blafuke, when the Kedushin without man, so then it's a regular Avo Badois, and she doesn't have to take Chlitz. So the Rajba says, how about, because in connection with suffocation, the Mishnah also mentions the case of Kosa Pirsab Yode. How about Shtadush Pirsab Yode? That the Gemara doesn't discuss. The Gemara only says Limut the Zeu of Bukdushin is Limut Esman. So Zeu Sophikorov law is Hilton Lumisiabas. But in Bisman, So she's Mutaras Lishuk. Mutaras Lishuk. How about Kosa Pirsab Yode? Suppose he was Mikadisha or the Shtar Kedushin without it, just Pirsab Yode. So does Rochel have a din of Tzora Selvo? Or Rochel does not have a din of Tzora Selvo? So he says, it's also Zeu, so the Rajpa says, that the Zeu that is mentioned in the Mishnah in Yibomes is might not only Shtar Kedushin Shein Bizman, but it's might Kosa Pirsab Yode Vein Oveni, but Be'am Pachriti, not in the same manner. It's might Shtar Shein Bizman in the sense that the Kedushin is a good Kedushin, Mimele Rochel. If the Kedushin in Sora Basosha is real Kedushin, so Rochel is in Mutaras Lishuk. It's Mimayit, Kosa Pirsab Yode, if Ruvein was Mikadeish Sora Basosha with the Shtar Kedushin that was Pirsab Yode and without Eidim, so then it's no Kedushin altogether. So then Rochel can even be Misyabemes. So the Zeu is Mimayit both, but in different ways, in antithetical ways, in opposite ways. It's Mimayit Shtar Kedushin Shein Bizman in the sense that she's Mutaras Lishuk, doesn't even need Chlitze. And it's Mimayit Shtar Kedushin Bechsav Yodei Vein Lo Beidim in the sense that the Trochel can even be Misyabes.
speak briefly in other shtach. Kosa b'sav yodeh. By get, mid-reise is a kosher get, by shtach dushin is possibly reise. That's what the Rashi says. Kosa לחשביו דבין מלווידים ויש בזמן ואין בלידחות כי היחד יישא בגיר השני יישא בקדושן כלי מעד היחד גרושן גיר השמחום שעשינו נפקן או חנם מלחום שעשינו בקדושן לבה לן פחוד יסנאי בקדושן בגיר השני דיל בגיר השנה בסופית בגיר השס ולוי נפקן משנסינו ולחוויצה ולוי ליב שעבזוין ובקדושן להבן בדשא סלב ונפקן לחום משנסינו לגמרי סביודי בשלב דושן נת מקדשס סמלא רוחל איזמתי צור עשר בו סוי שיז מסייבנס שזוין ותרס צור סלב ולהבן בדשס קלשי וידוח לפצורוסי וחילציס אוי מסייבנס. Why does he say that the Shtar Kedushin, that there's no Eidim, just Ksav Yodei, so it's no Kedushin, it's no Shtar Kedushin, because Hamkadish Beidechot, the Hamkadish Beidechot Vatru, Shnei Meidim, in Chesh Shem Kedushin, the Leilom in Kedushin Bipochas Mishnai, Ki Alfinon Dovodovo Vimoni, Vatru Kosav Vichsav Yodei Name, Ki Dimashma Bikedushin Kerekeimia, because since Hamikadish be dechot in Chishin Kedushov, and Kedushin requires to aid in Likim Adobo, so Mele Shtar Kedushin Bechsav Yodei, so is not valid because it has no aid, is no aid. And he said, Kedush Lam Kedushin, the level of Kedushin Parish 9, the Alfinan Dovodom Mome, Vafim Kosav Bechsav Yodei Name Kedimashan Kedushin Perkei Meir, we should be chayav lachinim, but we should say, Ksav Yodei, does Baldin? Does Baldin? No, the answer is, we don't apply to Kedushin, he does Baldin Kvedin Dome, because it's chav lachinim. Uvi gitin di mahani Ksav Yodei, have a taine, so yes, tuli shenis. Oy, we should be chayav lachinim, so that's not like the taste with the valid gitin, that Kedushin is also chav lachinim, because she becomes a surali keir. So the Rashba Shite is that Kedushin is not the Kedushin, that Gerushin is not Havlachin. Why? Because on the contrary, like this is before the Gerushin, she was also L'Choleilam, only to her husband. Now she's Muteres L'Choleilam. But she becomes a Surali Kayan. But so the Rashi Peshite is, I wouldn't say it, but it's the Rashi Peshite, that since before the Gerushin, she was also a Surali Kayan, as an Ishishish, to everybody, including the king. And now she becomes Mutaris L'Chole Elom, except to the king. So at this moment, there is no element of Chaymo by Gerushin. Only thing is, suppose he didn't divorce her, and then her husband would die before she dies, so then she would be an almoned, so he would be terrified. And now that he divorced her, so if the husband will die before she dies, so she'll be still a soul again. So it's only contingent upon future facts, but at the present there is no element of chayv, on the contrary. There is an element of schus. She's mutaris. She can get married to anybody except the king. There's a Rashi Peshit. I wouldn't say it. The Rashi says so. Mishum chay lachinu uvigitin di mahanek sav yodei habetayne oy mishum du mechay lachine oy mishum dichsid ben because of one. Special Zerzakos. So by Gerushin, he shouldn't be kosher either, because he has no edus. Shtar is the baby, but it's a special zirzakosu. So the special zirzakosu applies only to gerish, not to yush.
Well, because it says Bukasa and the Pshuta Shomikri is that it's going on the Baal.
Baal.
Even right. Though Shlech helps.
Yeah. So if Shlech helps, so there are some Rishen who say that he has the Shlechas, the Rishiti is the Shlechas. So again, it's caused by the Baal, if it's with a Shlechas. Other Rishen who say that it doesn't require Shlechas. So that means the Kosab doesn't mean that the Baal should buy it. He should command that it should be written. But according to the read, that if Kai Shlichas, so even though Shlichas helps, so it's so Shlichas on Kamezi, so again, he's the Baal.
Why doesn't the Rashba say more simply for the Gemara and Kedushin? The Gemara and Kedushin asks that you need, it has to be written all day until two. So being that it's only Ksav Yodai, so there's nothing that shows that to get the Shtar Kedushin.
So why couldn't the Isha, I mean, they agree to get married to each other? So why couldn't the Isha instruct the Baal to write the Shtar Kedushin just as she can instruct?
If she would have, but there's nothing on the Shtar that shows that. That's not a problem.
Is there anything in the Shtar that indicates that the Isha instructed the Edim to sign? It doesn't have to be apparent in the Shtar. It has to be Nasim Dasam Ischayel. Vachil Kosar. That's why I'm mentioning this Rashbo. Shepir Sharashe, Shekosa Begitten, Gabi Kosa Persabiode, Vino Adedim, the Staff Pivot, in Gitten, the man, the maker, Kramayer, Kramayma, the Xabiode, Kimeo Edim Dome, the Xiven, the Xabiode, because of the Nosan, Trinum. So, Rashi says in the Mishnah that Pivot in Gittin, because of the Saviode, it's a price, it's kosher. Lafke Rabmeir. Ulman de Mekelik Rabmeir, Svirlei, de Kim de Chzibi Kosav, is Kimeidim. So again, there, it's usually explained, because it does Baldin Kimeidim. That's how it's usually explained. Teisves says, Dabdalet in Gittin, that is Havlachine, is Neslikein, all right, but the Trashi is Chelik, it's not Havlachine, because she doesn't, her situation is improved on the contrary. Before she was Asur Likulaume, now she's Mutaris to the whole world except to Ikea. And that will only mean if, let's say, he'll die before ultimately, so then there'll be. It will turn out to be an element of chaybo. But at the present, there is no element of chaybo. There is only schus for her, not an element of chaybo. So that's how it's usually explained. But the Rashbo does not explain it that way. The Rashbo explains it, if the choloshna zen nearly shepir sharashi shekosab begitin gabi shekosab begitin Gabi, Kosa, the Sabiode, and Reden, Man, the Maker, the Mayor, Ikel Mima, the Xabiode, Kimeidim, the Hidden, the Xabiode, the Kosa, the Nosan, Trinimbe, the Afro God, Lekid, the Sire, Kosha, and the Raisi. So, in other words, it means because of the special Zeusakos. As a matter of fact, we could explain Rashi the way of Michal, explain Teisves. So, it doesn't mean Kimeid, I do as Baldin. But it means because Gershon, as Teisves says, Rashi could agree with Teisves that it's Havlachine. But he means because according to Rav Meir, as Rav Michal explained the Teisves, so Rashi also mentions it according to Rav Meir. First he says that the Mishnah does not go according to Rameya, because according to Rameya, Danoi Dachsime, so it's possible. So the Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer. And when the Mishnah says, because of, it means that it doesn't have a Dachsime, but it has a Dimisire. So it's good. Then the second, Uman the Meikel or Kirameya. So then we have to say, special Zeros Akosum. Because, so it's a Xaviode Shane, because it's Kimeden Dome. It doesn't mean, so the Rashbo explains, Rashi doesn't mean he does Baldin Kimeden Dome. But he means because of the Zeros Akosum or because of. But I say, we can explain the Rashi also the way Reb Michal explained the thesis. I heard it from Reb Michal on the thesis. He didn't mention the Rashi, but we could explain the same thing in the Rashi also. But anyway, the Rashbo explains it on the basis of the Gzer Sakosuf. Gzer Sakosuf, because of, and I say, you can explain it also the same way as Reb Michal explained it. Okay, that will be it.